Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
To win an award for crying on camera, or for doing a crazy voice, or for getting punched in the cock. Hi, I'm Tony Danza. Join me with all my famous friends as we review and predict some of the biggest movies that nobody saw in 2021. Why? Because there was a fucking pandemic. I kid. But no, seriously, we're going to have a lot of fun. So many superstars and trivia games to play. Matthew McConaughey, Steve Buscemi, Jeff Goldblum, to name a few. Morgan Freeman, George Lucas, Ray Romano, Charlie Sheen, Colin Firth, Louis Black, President Joe Biden, Rachel Ray, Jay Leno, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Hanks, Ryan Reynolds, Adam Driver, that's what she said, Vince Vaughn, Seth Rogen, Christian Bale, Jeff Bridges, Anthony Bourdain, Barack Obama, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow, and Nicolas Cage. So it's going to be a star-studded event. Join me, Tony Danza, as we have some fun. How are you? I'm Tony Danza. And welcome back to the second annual Oscar Preview Countdown. We've got a lot of movies coming at you this year and a lot of people that want to weigh in. So thankfully, I've kept in touch with a lot of superstars. I know there was a lot of names there for me to pick up off the ground, but, well, you're just jealous that you don't have any cool fucking friends with nice houses and extra hot tubs. Joining me to my left to start off this Oscar Countdown Preview Prediction Show is two-time Academy Award winner, Tom Hanks. Tom, good to see you.
Well, thank you, Tony. Always. It's my favorite time of year. This is what, in my house, obviously, we call the Academy Awards Christmas.
You know, you've won. Where do you keep your Oscars, Tom?
Well, I keep one of them in a bathroom because when I shower, I like to look at it.
And I'm sure you like to be watched while you shower.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's also a nanny cam. In case someone breaks into the house, I've got a great house, but a terrible security system. And the other one, it's like the Stanley Cup. I let everyone who worked on the film take it home for a week and just, you know, hang out with the family, take photos, tag me in them, at Tom Hanks.
Has anyone ever tried to shove an Oscar inside of themselves?
Yes. Well, there was going to be a third installment. I read the script, passed immediately, on Human Centipede. And they said...
I read for that.
I think you did, too.
You know who else read for that? My good friend and also Academy Award nominee or winner. I don't know. Robert De Niro is joining us. Robert?
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Oh, great. It's good to see you again. I think last time I saw you was at that Buffalo Wild Wings in Tampa.
That's right. You know, that was when I had a few too many wings. You know what happens? You know, I get really bloated. I start farting. Everybody leaves the room. But, hey, I had a place all to myself. It's fantastic, you know?
Yeah, but if there's anybody that's going to fart and stink up a room, we were just talking about this off air. Tom, you said there was two people who you wouldn't mind farted in your car and hotboxing it. Who was it again?
Well, I said, first off, hey, Bobby, how are you, buddy? Bobby's got two.
Hey, Tom,
Bobby's
hey.
Got two as well.
Boy, am I the only guy here without an Academy Award?
Well, you can take one and pass it to your family. I'll send it your way.
Okay.
But I said...
We'll get you one.
Bobby is it's not a hot box when Bobby does it. I call it a raging bull.
Hey, this
son of a bitch, you're fucking funny. This guy, you know, he's a fucking comedian. He does cartoons and shit. This guy's a fucking star. You ask him to do anything, he can fucking do it. He could play a woman. Why haven't you played a fucking woman, Tommy? What the fuck's
well,
wrong
can
with
I
you?
Correct that? I did in Bosom Buddies.
Well, he was in Bosom Buddies.
He's in Bosom Buddies.
By the way, Rob, watch your fucking language, all right? This is a kid show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm joking. You can say anything. You can honestly.
All
this
right,
is the one...
fuck you, Tony.
There
you fucking
go.
Son of a bitch.
There's,
look at you.
There's
you
the crazy old man I know and love. Now, Robert, you haven't done any animation work. I know you were throwing props to TH.
That's
over
not
here.
True. That's not true. You remember Shark Tale?
Oh, you were in Shark Tale.
Shark Tale. I was fucking. It was.
Who
it was
are you
fantastic.
Again?
I was the shark.
Oh, that's right. I think I read for that.
Will Smith and Scorsese. We were in this fucking movie. We said, What's going to be better than Finding Nemo? Fish that stand on their legs and have big fucking lips. That's going to fucking beat any Nemo out there. And we fucking proved it because it was all mafia-based. It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Those underwater films always get me real hard. So, look, there's a lot of great films in 2021. I don't know how many you guys have seen.
I haven't seen fucking one.
I saw two.
What movies? You know, first of all, Tom, let's just go down your list of credentials, okay? First of all, I thought Splash was a porno.
But, well, you said you liked the underwater film. It's the closest I've been. I wanted to play Aquaman.
Well, and what happened?
Well, I worked out a lot, and I got there, and I realized they'd already wrapped the film, and it was Jason Momoa. Apparently, my Wi-Fi was out, and I had an old connection, and a casting notice, and I said, well, come on, the kids love me, and I'm really good with fish. I am what the kids call the fish whisperer.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't done any sort of like Vandekamp or Long John Silver's commercials, probably because the money's not good. Rob, didn't you do a commercial for some sort of chicken tender or butt plug?
You know, they were probably filming me when I was, eating all those hot wings. And so they probably made it to a commercial. I have no fucking idea. I just roll into the room. They throw me shit. And if the camera's on, the camera's on. And, you know, I don't count checks anymore. Cause
if the camera's on, the camera's on. You know who said that? Steve Buscemi. And he's also joining us here live via satellite. Steve Buscemi. Steve, how are you?
Hey, guys. Holy shit, man, to be around you Oscar winners, it's a privilege. Jesus Christ. I mean, Tony, sorry you didn't win. Neither did I, but hey, we're in good company, right?
Oh, we're in great company. And you know, you and I share something real similar, Steve. We've both screamed our own name when we've came.
Oh, yeah, all the time. I just go, Buscemi!
Yeah, I read your blogs.
Well, technically not my first name, you know, my last name. But I could be screaming at my father's name, which is weird, but... hey, you know, at least we're related, you know?
Steve, what gets you real fired up about Oscar season? I know Tom has a couple, so it's kind of been there, done that. But for you, have you even been to the award show? Do you have any backstage stories? Ever been at a urinal with, like, Cher or something?
Well, I kind of just hang around the costume department because they're really good with, dresses and shit. And a lot of girls, they're just changing all the time because they don't know if they wore the correct dress, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But the Me Too movement stuff, I'd probably lose a lot of work saying anything I'm about to say. So I'm not going to say it. But let me just say, I'm going to miss the costume department.
Now, Tom, I know you're a big fashion guy.
Well, huge.
You're a big, you can't say that. I know you wear a lot of sport coats. You're a big shoe guy.
Well, I have that whole line of big clothing from the movie Big.
No shit.
Yes, that you can easily adjust to fit a child or an adult.
Now, do you get pissed off when you see like a Big and Tall store? Are they like stealing your brand?
A little.
How about like Biggie Fries?
Well, yes. I'm angry whenever I don't get paid for the word big.
Yeah, there's so much out there that, you know, like when people say Bruce Springsteen's the boss, I go, I'll choke you out in this Panera.
Who's the boss?
What's that?
Who's the boss?
You're looking at him.
There you go.
Thank you. Hey, this is why you're here, Tom. You know who else is here? One of my favorite actors of all time, Buscemi. I know you know this guy. I think you guys played poker or Go Fish or at some sort of bukkake festival. But this
bukkake
guy.
For sure.
Bukkake. I knew it was something French. Now.
His board name is Steve Bukkake.
Steve Bukkake. Hey, Buscemi and Bukkake.
Hey, goddammit, why don't you have to release that information?
By the way.
Speaking of release.
Buscemi and Bukkake sound like beach cops from the 80s.
We should make a show. Come on, Danza, let's do it. We can win an Emmy. We'll be one inch closer to an EGOT.
What's an EGOT? Can you say that?
Yeah, it's an Emmy. It's, oh, God, I don't know. An E. It's an escargot.
It's an Emmy. It's a Grammy. It's a Tony. It's a and it's an and Oscar. Grammy.
Okay, well, I already have a Tony.
An album.
That's what she said. All right. You know this guy. You love him. You've seen him in countless films like Couples Retreat and that one with Jon Favreau. Ladies and gentlemen, Vince Vaughn.
Hey, my man. How are you? How are you guys? Great to see you, baby boy. Stevie, I haven't seen you in a long time, but I like the energy, my man. How are you?
Yeah, have you guys met before? You look like you got some sort of rapport that I'm picking up on.
We're on a kickball team.
No shit.
Absolutely, yeah. He kicks my balls. It's a little joke.
No, I get it.
He does kick my balls.
Well, I'm the coach.
You're the coach?
Yeah, I'm like a coach kind of player, and I like to kind of rile up everybody right now. And I'm like, if you don't kick a home run right now, I'm going to kick you in the balls.
Yeah,
that's a famous Vince Vaughn saying.
You're quite the motivator, and most of your films have a lot of big speeches, a lot of you're always trying to get people fired up for the day.
And I'm going to say something right now, and if I could take a quick second right
sure.
now. Sure. The energy in this room right now, and I know that a lot of people are moving forward and stuff like that. I'm saying, like, the three of us, like, right here.
Sure.
Anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I read a book the other day. I don't even remember what book it was, but I'm going to tell you right now. I didn't think that I could get all the way through the book, but I fucking did it, my man. And I want to say, you can do anything you want. And you can do anything that you want. And the listeners at home, I don't even know where your home is. I'd like to come over if I'm in the neighborhood. Like, I'll bring a pie. I never come empty-handed. You fucking know that about me. That's the energy that I bring to a fucking party. But I'm going to say right now, we got this energy together. We can move forward. I'm talking about Vaughn 2024.
Holy shit.
Man, you should win an Academy Award right now just for talking that fast. Holy shit.
You got
fast
my vote.
Talker.
You got my heart. And you know what? You got my virginity. I'm going to, you know, because a lot of people, well, you got my butt virginity. Now, someone else joining us here who I know is a true fan of the movies, who I think we don't spend enough time recognizing, and I know, Vince, he's one of your favorites, is the great Morgan Freeman. Now, Morgan, you played God. To me, that is, look, some people don't believe in him or her, but you played a version of God that was real sleek. Chic or sleek? Slick.
I believe the term would be sleek.
Morgan, what's your favorite thing about Oscar season?
Well, I think the most favorite thing about Oscar season is the seats. They're damn comfortable. You know, at home, the wife, she prefers to sit on bar stools and solid wood. She likes antique furniture. But when I go to the theater and I feel a nice cushion, I like to be pushing my rear end on that. And once I sit down, well, at my age, I don't want to leave, if you know what I mean.
I do. And is that where the term more cushion for the pushing came from, just for Morgan Freeman getting comfy
yes,
on
a
futon?
Started out just as a simple, you know, sincere term, but now it's turned into a sexualized version of that sincere, you know, moment in my life where I just put that cushion to my pushing on the behind. But now people say, hey, she got a big old badonga-dong, I got to go hit that thing, and a Morgan Freeman reference just goes out the window.
Yeah, now it's just about now it's just about fat asses, right? Yeah, Morgan, well, that's great. Now, Vince, Morgan is one of our, I mean, look, I feel like you guys are gangsters in the film industry in your own right, but there's got to be something about each other that you've, you know, aspired to be or that you've marveled from afar from.
You know, I'm going to say something. He won an Academy Award for a little film called Invictus. You know what I'm saying? A little film because it lives right
there. Was that
here,
the soccer movie?
That was the football movie.
The
That's
football
what they call
movie.
That over there.
I played Nelson Mandela.
That's right.
Nelson Mandela would talk like this. It was hilarious because that guy's voice is fucking crazy.
Wait, so would you do an accent or was that?
Yeah, I was doing Nelson Mandela. He had, you know, he did his accent. He did, you know, it's nuts because the guy was in prison for so long, you'd think he'd pick up some type of street accent or something, you know, because he turned to a thug being in prison that long.
Sure, sure.
Dude sounded like, you know, just a weirdo. It was weird.
What sort of preparation did you do for that role?
Preparation H, you know, because, you know, it's really difficult to hold in all of that anger. You know,
yeah, I saw the director's cut. Those shower scenes were crazy.
And Matthew, well, you were in, Vince, you were in a, I should probably tell you guys right now, I have COVID. So, and every now and then, I forget who you are. I forget
why do we kiss on the mouth when I got here? Why do we kiss on the mouth when I got here?
Oh, because I'm horny. Now, Morgan.
You know, I just got to say something. Yeah. You know, I've gotten more work because of coronavirus than any other time in my life. I think it's because I got to cover up my teeth. It's crazy.
Yeah, I always wondered why, with all the money you made, you never got some sort of a mouth upgrade.
Oh, I did. You should see my teeth before these.
Oh, Jesus.
I call you the male Jewel, and I don't think you should ever change that smile, baby.
Oh, Jewel. Now that is, she might be the first singer I've ever, you know, where I was like, I would buy a blow-up doll version of her, you know? And that's a compliment, because I don't like to spend a lot of money.
And you don't buy a lot of blow-up dolls. You have a couple.
I've got a couple, right. I've got one based after
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher, of course. And then the other is
A.O. Scott.
Yep. So, Vince.
Did you get that Queen Latifah one I sent? Because I got a couple in
Queen Latifah. Like, she has a blow up doll.
The duplicates. Well, you know, Queen Latifah now, what is she?
I'm not surprised. Equalizer. She's the equalizer.
She's fucking, oh, yeah, damn. Yeah.
Well, she got to a certain level. Bedroom.
I actually wrote a script where I played a drag queen called Queef Latina.
Did you say Queef Latina?
I absolutely did. And for
is
some
that
reason,
her alter ego?
Yes, Queef Latina. I was undercover. You know what I'm saying? Right now, that was kind of the energy that I would
Vince
bring.
Vince Vaughn is Queef Latifah.
Queef Latina.
Wait,
Queef Latina.
Queef Latina.
How dare you not recognize.
Wait, Morgan, will you please. Here we go. We got some other friends joining us. Let's set up the trailer for the film Queef Latina, starring Queen Latifah. Here we go. I'm going to narrate it. This summer, find out what happened. Let me start again. This summer.
Take two.
This summer. You know, everything was going right in Glendale, California for Scarlett Robertson. She worked at that little bakery where they sell those donut things with the cake on top. Scarlett was played by Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, gosh, I love working in this bakery. Folding these pieces of dough together, squishy, squishy, through my fingers.
But Scarlett knew that she was destined for a bigger life, right? And her boss, played by Charlie Sheen, always told her that she wasn't going to amount to jack shit.
You're never going to amount to jack shit. Now give me some of that shit and I'm going to jack it. Holy, whoa.
And also... But also, her boyfriend, played by Seth Rogen, was not the most supportive boyfriend, even though he loved to spoil her with presents.
I love you, but I do not believe in your dreams.
Oh, I'm so sad, boyfriend of mine. Oh, dear God, why don't you support me more?
And that's when an agent showed up out of the blue when Scarlett was sitting on a bus stop waiting to die. And the agent came up to her, played by Barack Obama, and he said,
let me be clear. There is a lot of talent in this great nation. But if I am being honest, you are one of the most talented people I've ever seen in my life.
Just then, Scarlett knew she needed to make a change, a career change.
I need to make a change.
So she moved to Des Moines, Iowa, where she met superstar porn director
It's so dusty in here. Oh, my gosh. Porn director. Oh, my goodness gracious. Gosh, is that you, Jeff Bridges?
His name was
Will Pounder.
Will Pounder, man. William Poundington, you know. And, you know, I got a lot of dildos set up, and we're just going to go to town, man.
She was the only Latina in Des Moines, Iowa that day. And she decided, you know what? Maybe it's time I take a risk. I really set my goals to be higher than they have been previously. And that's when she got an unsuspecting phone call from her dad, played by Nicolas Cage.
Hi. Oh.
Daddy-o, what seems to be the matter?
I know that we've been away for so long, but I need to borrow some money.
Oh, good God. Money, 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 money. Well, then I'm going to have to work extra hard. Daddy-o, don't worry. I'm going to make sure you got the cash.
She knew that money was going to start flowing because the gigs were starting to pile up.
Gigs are starting to pile up?
People were calling for this new superstar. They'd heard of Queen Latifah, but she needed something different, something that popped, something that told people who she was without
From
spilling.
From now on, your name is Queef Latina.
Even though she was Jewish, she felt like that name had a sweet ring to it.
Hey, that's a beautiful name, Queef Latina.
Said the PA pervert.
I'm gonna subscribe to all your videos. I'm a billionaire. I'm gonna make you rich and famous.
Jeff Bezos, played by Steve Buscemi. was a big investor in Queef Latina's career.
And after that, I'm going to send you to the moon before Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, played by John Lithgow.
I would say, listen, the thing is, I'm telling you, we're going to the moon, and I'm going to beat that bastard Bezos, because I think that Tesla's better.
Cut to the AVN Porn Awards. 25 years later, Queef Latina's been in the business, doing some things, and changing the game.
I believed in that girl before anybody.
And here she was on stage, accepting the award. Well, actually being presented the award by Robert Downey Jr. You know, there's a lot of people in film. Obviously, there's people in movies. There's people in television shows, cartoons. But there's people that transcend the sport, transcend the game. And I think Queef Latina is that person that did that. But also, look, she did some things that were questionable, obviously. Should she win Best Anal tonight? That's neither here nor there. I think she should. I think, look, taking anything in your butt, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, is a big risk. But she has a big hole. So that being said, the winner for Best Anal Scene goes to, and it was at that moment she knew, if I don't win, it was all a waste. Luckily, her mom, played by Christian Bale, screamed that thing that always gave her that bit of confidence she needed.
You can do this!
Oh, thank you, Mama. Thank you.
And the winner for Best Anal Scene goes to... Oh, my God. Well, good thing I put all my money on black. Don't cancel me. Queef Latina...
Oh good God. Thank you so much. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my my agent, and and my little please don't play me off. No. Oh.
Queef Latina coming this fall to Netflix. Wow, that was great, guys.
Wow, that was that one was of the shortest trailers I've ever heard. That was almost the Anita was the credits.
I would think that was pretty much the movie. Now, Tom, I know I saw you sitting there on the sidelines getting real thirsty, chomping at the bit, going,
well, yes.
Man, I would love to play a part like that. Are there certain parts, and I want to know this from you, Tom, and Ray Romano, comedian, now actor extraordinaire from Men of a Certain Age. Are there parts that you guys want to play that you haven't played? Are there people you want to work with you haven't worked with?
Yes. I'd like to play MLK.
Martin Luther King.
No. Another guy who was MLK that I grew up with, who was my hero.
Who else has MLK?
Martin Luther.
Martin Landau.
I'd love to play Martin Landau.
Landau King?
Now that I could see.
That'd be great. You could.
Yeah, we'll come back to you, Ray. Now, I think that you could play Milton Bradley, the game board guy.
Well,
the game show guy.
I'd like to play the Parker Brothers. I could play two of me.
Now, I would love to see a movie with Ray Romano and Tom Hanks playing the Parker
Brothers. Oh, I'd love that. I love that.
Because they created a whole bunch of... Didn't they make Parcheesi and Guess Who and...
Yeah.
Twister.
On, Monopoly.
And I think the last thing is we get into a huge fight, obviously. A huge fight.
Oh, big discrepancy.
A big discrepancy. And then at the end, when we come together, we just look at each other and say, sorry. And then it cuts to the game.
Now, do you think there was ever a version of Twister that was called Titty Twister?
Yeah, I hope so.
That's the game I play all the time, but usually with myself. You know, I put the little things on and I spin them, and they instead of choosing what color you go on, they just twist your nipples.
Yeah, Ray, you strike me as a guy with a big nipple fetish. Is that true?
Well, I have big nipples, so
you
that's
do.
Probably the reason. Yeah.
And there should be a category for that. There should be a category for comedy. And there should be a category for nipple stuff.
I want to say something about a titty twister.
Sure.
Well, the game is like Twister, but it's also if you add in the game operation. That would be titty twister.
Is there one thing about this slate of movies? And I want to go through now the picks and the predictions.
Oh, that's right. This is about the Oscars.
I mean, it is, but it isn't. Because, look, I think this is a year where you go, we need award shows more than ever, you know? And, I mean, you know, I don't want to speak for you, Jason Statham, but I know that you attend these award shows for the after parties.
Yeah, well, number one, thanks for having me on, you know what I mean? So I literally go for security. There are all these events. Yeah. People don't know this. Then I got my own. I'm a bathroom attendant, which is my next movie, actually. It's a guy.
That I would watch.
Yeah, who starts out. He's, you know, ex-Navy SEAL, Black Ops, obviously. And, you know, I'm in the bathroom, you know, just sort of like, hey, you want some binoculars? Can I get you some condoms?
Well, here, let me see that scene played out. Ian McKellen, now you're a guy that pees a lot. I know in your old age, what are you, 105?
106, actually.
Oh, wait, so let's say you're in the bathroom and Statham's the bathroom attendant, all right? This is the opening scene for bathroom attendant. You come in and you start taking a pee.
Unzip, wang out, drizzle, drizzle, drizzle. I always narrate when I'm urinating.
It's a lovely time, sir. Governor, you want, can I get you a towel or something down there?
You can get me a towel and you can get me a mint to put in between your sweet lips.
I think, I know what you're talking about. I got that package for you.
I've got a package too. Do you want to unwrap it?
Wait a minute. You're not the guy.
Wait a minute. Is this not the club?
I was supposed to meet a guy named Edgar. What's your name?
I was supposed to meet a guy named Sweetballs.
Wait a minute. I think we've been set up. We've got to get out of here.
You and me, let's make it out through the emergency exit. Hurry! We must fly!
Holy shit, I would watch the fuck out of that.
I'm telling you, this movie...
Statham, you are one of those guys.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, who just... You must have pussy falling out of your cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah. Well, number one, obviously, I have my own line of cargo shorts, you know. And
you're not a cargo short guy, huh?
No, I am. I have my own line of them, is what I'm trying
to
say.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what I mean? So stay from cargo shorts, you know. You're going to get a kick because they get a lot of room. Because, you know, I always solve problems with two ways, right?
Yeah.
With the punching, obviously.
Yep.
Or the kicking.
Yep.
Know? So you got to have pants on, you know, because you got to be able to lift your leg high enough.
Oh, yeah. You got more freedom, I feel like, in cargo
shorts. Exactly. And you know what my cargo shorts are called? Going commando.
Now that's how you see Ian, and I know like Ian.
I love anyone in commando.
Well, I've been to many a strip clubs.
Are they transparent cargo shorts by any chance?
No, because then they would know what you were packing.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Ian, are you a sweatpants or a cargo short guy at the strip club?
Sweaties. I wear my sweats all the time. In fact, I wear double sweats, so I sweat upon sweat.
So the movies that are coming at us this year have really been, you know, in a year where things got dicey, right? I know, Sir McKellen, you spent most of the quarantine in a cottage in Antarctica, which seemed like an odd choice. But
well, at the time, it was just for a vacation, you know what I mean?
For vacation, yeah.
Bastards. Yeah, they said, hey, guess what? We're in lockdown. And I said, fuck. Out of all the places in the world to be, I'm down in freezing Antarctica.
Well,
it turns out it was quite fun. There are lots of penguins down there.
Oh, penguins. Shit, you know, I do a lot of stuff with penguins. Did they come up to you and ask you to rub their bellies?
Yep. Well, they didn't ask me to rub any bellies, you fucking idiot. They don't speak English.
Yeah, Morgan, yeah. You know how many penguins there are in the universe, don't you?
The universe holds over 450 trillion penguins.
That seems
they don't all live on Earth.
I'm not going to lie.
There's a shit ton of them on Venus.
That seems high.
That seems a little bit inaccurate.
Yeah.
I don't know how to count birds because obviously a lot of them are dying and being born. I'm, you know, in the bird game, I breed them.
Listen, when you play God, a lot of times it's like joining the White House. You just learn a lot of secrets. And, well, when you play God, you learn that there's a lot of shit that mortal men don't know about.
So for Best Picture, we've got The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, and Minari. Oh, and Nomad Land and Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. Now, I don't know if you guys know what any of these movies are, but I'd like to go through
it. Is the Sound of Metal about metal? Like actual iron and, you know, like aluminum and tin and stuff being scraped?
Great question, Buscemi.
I don't like nails on chalkboard and shit like that. I couldn't handle a movie like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, the sound of metal, it sounds like a podcast I'd turn off.
Yeah, I mean, well, that is, if it was just a bunch of banging and screeching and scratching, yeah.
I'm not down with that one, man. I am not down with that one.
Well, that's the name of your podcast. I'm not down with that,
yeah,
Jeff Bridges.
Absolutely. And, well, I call out other podcasts that I'm not down with.
Right. You just basically have a list of podcasts you don't like, and you name them, and then
that's all I do. I don't really talk about them, man. I pick them out. I don't really give a description. I just say, hey, man, I'm not down with this one.
And your impact has truly become apparent because Rachel Ray's Bolognese podcast went under. Because...
You know, and that was a mistake, man, because I'm a fan, man, and I got to say that. I am a fan of Rachel Ray, man. She's so sweet. And nobody makes, chocolate dumplings like she does.
Hey,
so I
got
to give a shout out to Rachel Ray.
Dumps.
The dude apologizes, man.
Yeah, you've, what's that, Ray Romano? You also.
I was going to say, no one makes chocolate dumps like Morgan, but, because I'm a comedian, I make jokes, but I didn't get to interject because, hey, I'm trying to do comedy.
Well, you've been doing comedy, Ray. You're one of the greats. You know David Duchovny. Now, look, there's.
I saw you, by the way, at David Duchovny's comedy club, Duchovny's,
yeah,
in 87.
Oh, that was one of the first.
87, yeah. That was a whole blackout period. Me and Seinfeld, we were doing a lot of crazy shit. Everyone thought it was Kinison and Farley, but no, it was us. Yes, it was us. It's the reason why we both sound weird. There's a lot of going on. You know what I mean? Come on.
What does Brad Garrett smell like?
He smells like olive oil.
Yeah.
I do smell like olive oil.
Brad Garrett?
Well,
shit.
I owe
Brad money. Why didn't you fucking tell me?
I'm actually working security here at the building. Yeah. Hello, Raymond. How are you, buddy?
Hey,
buddy boy.
Hey,
how you doing?
Are permanently on the floor. They're just dragging. You heard of knuckle draggers. He's a ball dragger. That's why he sounds the way he sounds.
You two are probably in the top 10 of iconic duos. I mean, we're talking Bert and Ernie, Donald and Melania, Bonnie and...
Hey, what about me and Jeff Bridges? We were great.
Buscemi and Bridges, yeah. Man.
We were the... I mean, honestly, brother, the fact that Buscemi and I don't have a podcast, man...
Well, Buscemi had a podcast, but what'd you do to it?
Well, it wasn't that, man. They sounded a lot like another one, man. A lot of people's podcasts on the same, brother. Steve, listen, man. I've apologized many times.
I don't get a lot of work, and now I'm fucked because of you.
Well, this guy's out on the street giving hand jobs for tuna casseroles.
Listen, I said, come over, clean my pool. Like I'm trying to give you jobs, man. I said we should do
jobs,
True Grit too.
Jobs are one thing; getting paid is another. And Jesus.
Well, I'm waiting for my stimmy check, man.
Well, who is waiting for a stimmy check? The residuals, the actors in the Best Picture nominees. And let's go through them again. And I would like to know from each of you if you've seen the movie. And if not, tell me what you think it's about.
All right.
The Father. Jeff?
I would say it's about, maybe Bo Bridges or Lloyd Bridges. Maybe, is it my father? Is this one about my father?
It is not, but now that I'm hearing that idea, that's the movie I would like to see. Maybe the star of the film, Anthony Hopkins, can tell us what the movie's about.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't quite remember. The film is all about dementia and all those problems that the elderly people have. It's a whirlwind of... elderly abuse, and it's very depressing. So I try to forget things that involve me in anything. But when I read the script originally, I thought the film was about me being Darth Vader, the father.
Yeah.
Yes,
no.
And I said,
wow, that really.
Here's an epic film. The biopic of Lord Vader.
Yeah.
The father.
Man, I actually read for Skywalker, man.
Did you really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I read for Chewbacca, but it was a different time when they needed diversity.
What was that
I read
script
for
like?
Princess Leia.
You read Morgan Freeman read for Princess Leia?
What?
They said my voice was too high. I was still just a little teenager.
Yeah, it's also like, I don't know, you're a you know, Carrie Fisher, you know, that, let's be honest, there's not a lot of people playing with themselves to the Morgan Freeman headshots. And maybe I'm just talking, so you know, for myself only.
I tried to bring my own flavor in there, and they don't like when you bring out the little sandworm, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
It was a reference to Dune, which was...
Oh, I thought it was the reference to the Sarlacc pit in the Jedi, man.
I haven't seen Star Wars.
Oh, you gotta see it, man. You know, it's like Iraq, but in space.
Is that how it was pitched?
Well, I don't... It was probably pitched as Vietnam in space, man, but I don't...
Have you guys seen Judas?
People are doing so many drugs to make movies like that.
Hey, Charlie Sheen, have you seen Judas and the Black Messiah? It's another nominee for Best
Picture.
No, but
I've seen fucking Judas sitting across from me right now. Fucking Tony Danza, my fucking Judas, you motherfucker. Hey, you sold me out.
You know, we are...
Fucking sold me out.
How did I sell you out? Fuck you. Look, we are both...
sold me out.
Oh, suck a dick. Look, you and I have kind of held down the 80s and 90s for television. Yeah. Two and a Half Men, Who's the Boss, Taxi. We're talking about shows that have... I mean, you know, you tell me. It's like, you know, how many, you know, cotton candy machines can you fit in your closet right now?
I don't know how many I can fit in my closet, but I got a couple I can fit up my ass. You know, you do a lot of blow, you can expand a lot of parts of your body. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Charlie, have you seen the movie Mank or Minari?
No, but I've met a man named Hank. He's fucking amazing. This guy gave me a lot of access to a lot of great experiences, and holy shit, if you want to expand your mind, you got to meet Hank. He's fucking amazing, dude. He lives up in the valley. Shit, dude, you just reminded me. I got to go call him.
Now, Jeff, have you seen Promising Young Woman or Nomadland? And if not, do you know what they're about?
Those other podcasts I've panned?
Charlie, Sound of Metal is also a Best Picture nominee. What do you think it's about?
Holy shit, dude. Sound of Metal. Let me just spread this out. Sound of Uwe. Is it, maybe it's a French film? Sound of Metal. Sound of Metal. Maybe metal's the name of like a dog or something. And the sound is the bark he makes as he's being abused by his owner. Holy shit, that movie sounds fucking depressing. Give that the Academy Award.
Nice. Boy, you know, they should really ask you to host one year. You've got, well, you got that winning attitude.
Oh, yeah, of course. I come out there, fuck you, Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, and all you other motherfuckers who tried to host. I am Charlie fucking Sheen. I may not be winning an award, but I am always winning because I got tiger blood in my veins. And can you imagine I'm still using this fucking reference from, what, 2006? Fuck yeah!
Well, Charlie, you know, I don't want to knock you for that tiger blood, you know, debacle, because Adam Driver, you actually were the first one to make tiger blood available at your bed and breakfast that you run in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, I make it. My wife and I were very, very, you know, just small sort of.
What are you trying to say?
People that okay. Just tiger blood is yep. very. It's
Get
very
to
good
it.
For the focus.
You fucking spit it out. You fucking freak. The hell's wrong with
all right,
this?
Listen, Robert, is this the first time on the mic?
Listen, I didn't
fucking Afghanistan. Hey, shut
the fuck up.
You can't fucking talk.
Shut the fuck up,
motherfucker.
It's fine.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I apologize.
Why do you always
Nobody
sound like you're
hurt? Fucking sleep.
Hey, Robert, shut the fuck up. Mr. De Niro, why do you always sound like you're struggling to rehearse for your Haftorah portion?
Well, because I haven't had coffee, and I need coffee before I sort of talk to people because I'm more of an introvert.
Are you listening to this guy? He needs fucking coffee? He's fucking 6'2". What the fuck's wrong with you, fucking
what?
Coffee?
Wait.
Get a fucking enema, stick it up your ass.
Hold on. What does my height have to do with communicating with people? Are you
an
imbecile?
Right, you're getting these fucking roles, these girls, these little tweens.
Are
they
you?
See
listen,
they say,
listen,
Mr. De Niro.
Reminds me of my father. I want to fuck him. I'm going to see his movie. That's the only fucking reason. The fuck's wrong with you? You look like fucking Snape from Harry Potter. That's the only fucking reason, you fucking fuck.
I respect you very much, Mr. De Niro, but you're giving me anxiety right now, and I
just
have to go outside.
Call me fucking taxi driver, because that's the only thing I remember I was in.
All right.
Listen. Sorry about that, Mr. Driver. You know, I invited you on the show, and you know,
no, I'm a huge fan of who's the boss. I always thought that, Tony was the boss. Just to clear.
Well, I appreciate that. And look, there's a lot of straight men who wouldn't take the role of
I'm straight.
Of a maid on TV. You know, it's a job that not a lot of men take on. So already I was ahead of my time, you know. This is the late 80s we're talking about. I'm a man vacuuming a house.
I mean, you are the Harriet Tubman of that profession.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. I know some of you guys are sleeping on some saggy ass, old piece of shit, fart-filled mattresses at night. And guess what? You deserve better than that. So give yourself an upgrade. Helix Mattress is the best mattress on the planet. Why do I know that? Because I sleep on one. They gave me one. I love it. They support the pod, so we support them back. Helix Sleep has a quiz, right? This is how you know they're legit. It takes 2 minutes. Everyone else is like 5 to 35 hours. This quiz is 2 minutes long, and when you complete it, they match your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. And that's very important. That's special, because you don't want a mattress that's made for someone else. You want one made for you that's soft, medium, and firm, which are all the types of mattresses they have. They even have mattresses that are great cooling you down if you sleep hot, which I do. I've always slept hot. I wake up with meat sweats, beet sweats, feet sweats, all the sweats, and it sucks. But the mattress I got cools my body and my taint down so I can wake up feeling refreshed and rested. I sleep on my side, my stomach, and my back a lot. I move around a lot. So the mattress they hook me up with is really been incredible. It's the King Cali, and I couldn't have asked for a better place to rest on. If you're looking for a mattress right now, which I know we all are, we're all looking to upgrade our sleep situation, take the quiz. It takes 2 minutes. Order the mattress you're matched to, and the mattress will come right to your door, shipped for free, which is the best part, because shipping can add up. You don't ever want to go to the mattress store again, and we order everything from our homes now. We watch things from our homes. There's no reason to leave, and the quarantine probably added to that. You get accustomed and conditioned to not having to go to places to get your shit. And who wants to haul a giant-ass mattress home? No one's got a fucking 2x4 truck. Just go to helix.com/about. Take that 2-minute quiz. They'll match you to a customized mattress. They'll give you the best sleep of your life. They also have a 10-year warranty, and you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll come pick it up. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattresses and 2 free pillows for my listeners if you go to helixsleep.com/about. That's helixsleep.com/about for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. So do it. Start sleeping better, because you deserve it. And now back to the episode. So, best actor. There's a lot of characters in this one. Chadwick Boseman probably leading the charge. I know Mark Wahlberg, you and Chadwick met on some FUBU commercial.
Yeah, you know, I was always a fan. A big fan. I think he's really he was a fantastic actor and a great loss for the community.
Sure, sure. Yeah, he really had that extra thing, right? That thing that, I mean, shit, I don't know. Like, Christopher Waltz always, what is that thing you said that actors need? Like, they need that one.
Well, I mean, they need a Quentin Tarantino, I have to say. That's really the only way you're going to get anything in this world, and especially if you're in Hollywood and you're looking to have any success. You need to have someone like Quentin Tarantino to give you that push so that you can win 2 Academy Awards back to back.
Yeah, boy, you sound like Count Chocula, just so...
I would love to play Count Chocula. It is a cereal I grew up eating as a child, and now to play him with the fangs and the chocolate wings and all this stuff, it would be a dream come true, because I think I deserve a 3rd Oscar.
Gary Oldman's also up for Mank, Stephen Yeun for Minari, and of course Anthony Hopkins for The Father. Now, Anthony, this will be your 2nd win, I believe. Has he won one before?
Vince? Well,
Oh, Jeff, go ahead.
No. If you want to talk to me, my man, I'm right here. I'm sorry about that. I was taking a call. I got this Bitcoin thing going on. I'm going to tell you about it later.
Are you an NFT Bitcoin guy?
When am I not, my man? When am I not? I just sold that laugh as an NFT. I just sold that laugh as an NFT. And I'm going to say something right now about he won one for Silence of the Lambs. He won one for Silence of the Lambs. And I was a huge fan of that film. And I want Buffalo Bill, put the lotion in the basket. I read for the part, put the lotion in the basket. Put the lotion in the fucking basket, you know? Put the lotion in the basket. The lotion in the basket.
It was an honor to play that role, because really, that was the closest role to playing to myself that I ever performed. You know, of course, everyone was afraid of me on set, but I was very much not in character. I simply stared at this camera as I stare into the eyes of my wife, lover, or even my pet rat, and I just do what I do. They gave me the award simply to keep me away.
I do what I do. That sounds like a line from Mulaney's Black Bottom, which Viola Davis is up for Best Actress.
Sorry, did you just say Mulaney?
Mulaney?
Sorry, did you say Black Bottom?
I knew a Mulaney. We went to college together, man.
How do you pronounce it? Mulaney?
No, I mean, the film, I don't know. I thought it was a guy, man. But I think it's Ma Rainey. But if it's Ma Rainey, tell him I say hi. Because I know him.
There's also Andra Day from the United States versus Billie Holiday. Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman. You know, and then Frances McDormand, who we've seen. She's been in everything. She's in Nomad Land. I think that's about like a disgruntled barista who like kills a horse.
Hey, that's my friend from Fargo. Hi, Frances McDormand.
Well, no, she's not here, but I'm saying she's nominated.
Can
Steve.
You tell her I?
Wait, did
I'd
you say Frances McDormand? I think it's Frances McDormand.
Oh, what did I say?
Oh, maybe that's
Dylan,
why she doesn't.
I always get Dylan McDermott
and Dermot Mulroney.
Dermot Mulroney and Frances McDormand and
Frank Mulroney
are all the same person. Frank Mulroney is Dylan McDermott is Frances McDormand is Kaiser Soze. We'll be right back. No, I do think, though, she's a front runner unless Carey Mulligan gets a hole in one.
Pulls a mulligan.
For Promising Young Woman. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that movie. That
Charlie
was like
Sheen,
fucking...
what would be a. What makes a young woman promising in your eyes?
A promising young woman is a woman who fucking knows how to give as well as take. Holy shit! If you watch a movie like that, you fucking got to turn me on more than anything. I mean, she was fucking like threatening people and shit. You know, you play the cool guy who's just taking her out, but she's like fucking, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And I'm like, fuck yeah, fucking give it to me. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
Now, best supporting actor is a category where I go, you know, there's too many home run hitters here. We got Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of the Chicago 7. Daniel Kaluuya.
Hey, a comedian for an Academy Award. It's not supposed to happen. Come on.
It's not, no, and that's why it's...
No.
They always have us say as supporting,
right? Yeah, whenever the lead main guy, you know.
Yeah. I could have won for that. You know, the mammoth. I played Ice Age, but they said no. You're a cartoon. You can't do that. And they credited me as Kermit, not as Ray Romano. The fuck is wrong with the Academy?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with the Academy. They never honored my film, the Disney film from 1994, Garage Pick and Field Goal Kick in Philadelphia Phenomenon. Did you guys ever see that? I played for the Eagles. I was a garbage man. Then I became a kicker for the Eagles.
I thought that was a documentary.
Fuck you. All right, so I want to do some quick movie trivia just to take a break. First of all, Hanks. I want to go Hanks versus Joe Biden. President Joe Biden, thank you for zooming in. I know you've got a busy schedule of
here's the deal.
Thinking and
I believe our country's in a great state of change. And I believe that being here right now on this platform with you, young people, you are the change that this American country needs. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I dream about it every night and day.
Mr. President, what was the name of the...
Might fly away.
Mr. President, what was the name of the rabbit in the Magic Hat in Frosty the Snowman?
That'd be Bugs Bunny, and here's the deal. Bugs Bunny played a lot of parts. He played not only a great supporter of the United States. A lot of those propaganda films, you watch him. He talks about STDs. He talks about the German Nazis.
I don't think that was him.
Here's the deal. folks, here's the deal. This is not hyperbole, by the way. I believe that our country can move forward with not just bunnies and rabbits, but hamsters as well.
All right, Brock, do you have any... But Brock, do you want to say something to your protege?
Thank you. I have to say, how are you, buddy? How are you?
You never return my calls.
Well,
this guy plays basketball 2-3 times with you, and he turns around and doesn't return my calls. That's okay. I understand. He's got a wife and kids. That's cool. I'm hip.
Joe, listen. I've got the Joey phone. Remember, I gave you that phone. It was full of candy, and that was for you.
Skittles.
Your favorites. I had everybody. I just gave you the red ones. I know those are your favorite.
I love red. Let me tell you why. Because I'm like a bull. You wave red in front of my face, I go full steam.
Is this guy? This guy is the Fast and Furious. There's no off button with this guy.
You are down.
You are the Rock. If I've ever seen it.
Now I want to know
the Rock.
Hey Joe, shut up! Shut the fuck up for a second. So I want to do a quick thing before we get to our last few categories. Movie trivia. There's so many facts and figures to memorize and to know. And I've played my fair share of movie trivia at the bars. You know, close it down where people are like, "Hey, you're either gonna have to start working here or drink more." And then I drink more. I drive home. And look, I think there's a lot of things that we don't remember from the films we love. So that's what movie trivia is for. So I want to know, between the two of you, and the winner of this trivia game is going to get a gift certificate to Islands. Islands Restaurant, where we've got burgers and shakes and Diet Pepsi, just like the Islands do. Islands. Who starred as Kevin McAllister in Home Alone?
Well, are you... Is it me? I mean, do
no,
I?
No, it wasn't you, Hank.
No. Is it my turn?
Oh, your turn. Yeah, go for it.
Well, I would say, Macaulay Culkin.
That is correct. 1 point to President.
This fucking guy's cheating. I know he's fucking cheating. He's got an iPad or a phone or some shit. He's looking this up. This motherfucker. He's using Siri. Look at him. Look at his fucking face. He's cheating. This is no one would know that information. How would you know that information? The movie's 30 years old.
Well,
I
step in here real quickly. I was neighbors with Macaulay Culkin for about 10 years.
No shit.
I'm best friends with fucking Joe Pesci. He would never tell me that the star of this movie is some guy named Macaulay Culkin.
He was the star of that movie. I mean, if not.
Mr. Biden, this question goes for you. It's in a wonderful life, and it's been a wonderful life for you. How old are you now?
Listen, here's the deal.
Jesus fucking Christ. Let's go back to... Hey, shut up.
Generations of people are moving together as one.
All right.
And I believe if we come together,
yep,
not only as elderly people, but as newborn people.
Joe, you're like if an hourglass was a person. Okay, the sands of time. I think we got you.
He's not wrong.
And we love you. And I couldn't be more proud of my Uncle Joe.
Here's the deal.
No,
Uncle Buck was a great movie.
Hey,
I love John Candy.
He was in
that. I love the phone that was filled with candy.
Everybody loves candy.
Some right now. In fact, my teeth are stained red from the food coloring.
Joe, which Christmas movie features Arnold Schwarzenegger desperately trying to get an action figure on Christmas Eve as a gift for his son?
Here's the deal.
God damn it.
Aware that Arnold Schwarzenegger was not only a great American citizen, he came from another country, came from a difficult background.
Sure.
And he strived for better. He became governor of California.
Right.
Governators is what they call him. And I believe that's the name of that movie, The Governator.
Joe, that's not our final answer. Hold on. That's not our final answer.
Brock, do you have a rebuttal on that?
Well, I'm always Team Biden. And I think we're going to go with, Joey, I got this one, buddy. Jingle all the way.
Hold on a second.
That
that's
is correct.
A song.
Joe?
No, that's not a song. That's the name of the movie, Joe.
Bells, jingle
that's
bells.
Our, Joe?
Jingle all the way.
Joe, right where's there. The chew toy I got you? Joe, where's
Joe,
that chew
take
toy?
Take that bone that Barack sent you.
Come on.
Put it in your mouth.
Where is it? Find it. Find it. There's a surprise inside.
It.
There it. Listen,
there it
Joe.
Is.
Joe, there's a surprise Joe. Inside
yep.
the chew toy.
Chew on it. Chew on it.
Go to your bed.
Well, that's a fake chew, Joe.
Hey, Joe, go to your bed.
Go to your bed.
Go to your bed, Joe.
Lay down.
Sleepy Joe.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
I'm a fan, obviously, but we're going to go with final answer.
Final answer, jingle all the way, and that is correct. That's 2 points for Barack Obama. Joe Biden still trailing, but with two more questions.
Well, Tom Hanks got that first one.
Oh, that's right. Hanks did, yeah.
We're having fun.
Hanks and Obama.
And we're together, right? Team Buscemi and Hanks, right?
Well, always. Steve Buscemi is one of my idols is here. I can't believe he knows my name.
Now, is this next question is going to – I want to open this up to the Peanut Gallery. What were the dying words of Charles Foster Kane in Citizen Kane? I want to start with Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, guys. Let me tell you something. When you're dying, you got a lot of things that you want to say. You got a lot of things you want to get off your chest.
Okay,
the last thing he said was, "Get me a Foster's," I'm referring to the beer. It's Australian for beer. But they say Australian for beer. If you watch the commercials, they're like, "Foster's, it's Australian for beer."
Seth Rogen, I know you've, Matt, I just, smoke more peyote. So, Seth, you...
I will.
Okay, now, Seth, who do you think what was the last thing that that was said by Foster Kane, Charles Foster Kane and Citizen Kane?
I'm sorry, real quick. Did somebody say peyote?
Oh, yeah, I did. McConaughey's got that sweet, sweet peyote.
A lot of people think that I'm exclusively a weed guy, but I also love peyote. I am such a fan. But the answer...
What do you love about it?
I love that it's like, it reminds me of the word coyote, but it's not. It's like its own thing.
Yeah, man. Reminds me of Peter Coyote.
Oh, I know Peter Coyote.
Yeah, Peter Coyote. Fucking narrates every movie you've ever seen.
All right. The answer was Rosebud. Yes. Next question.
I were at Joshua Tree. This is a true story where we Airbnb'd a cactus for 2 months.
We did.
It was like amazing.
All right. Nobody got any points on that one. Nobody got any points.
But hold on. Did we get any peyote?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Listen to the man. He's an Academy Award winner.
I'll get you peyote. Charlie Sheen's probably got plenty of peyote in his fucking dildo drawer.
I don't do any of that shit.
You don't do drugs, Chuck?
Bubble gum. Fucking give it to me. I just fucking shoot that thing right in my arm. Oh, yeah. Fucking bubble gum, baby.
You shoot up bubble gum?
Fuck yeah. I got a bunch of these needles left over. What the hell am I going to do with them?
Good point.
Hey, yeah, he calls the needle Bazooka Joe. I also do stand-up.
This guy's a comedian like me.
Oh, my God.
Ray Romano.
Ray.
I'm such a fan. This is crazy.
This is crazy to see you guys together for the first time, because I know you've only seen each other backstage at, you guys were actually, people don't know this, you guys were both on the stage crew for the movie Cats, starring Jason Derulo.
Yeah. I thought it was real cats. I got real excited because I like the cats. These the guys wearing fake fur. It was weird.
Right.
It was weird
because they asked me to handle the catnip, but it was like in quotes. So I was like, okay, I will bring the weed. And they were like, stop feeding these cats weed. And I'm like, you hired me.
Now, Christian Bale, I know you're allergic to cats.
I'm allergic to cats. I don't like them. And, I say, when I'm on a set, I'm very clear about this right away. I go, do not bring cats on my fucking set. I don't want to be a part of this. I'm very, very clear about this. I like bats. No cats.
Well, that's actually Goldblum. That was what you...
Bats Not Cats, my new album.
That's right.
I play a jazz. Bats Not Cats, scats, dance, a doo a doo bop, bing, a dong, yeah. My new jazz quartet featuring 8 people, never been done before. We sing all about bats and cats and everything.
What about rats? How come they got left out of the equation?
Coronavirus is, from the bats, and cats are what people are adopting during the pandemic. So cats and bats, topical, and it's very cool.
All right, we're going to go to our third question and try to get some points back on the board and wrap this shit up. Question number three, and I want to open this up to everybody. I'd like to hear from George Lucas on this one and Anthony Bourdain and Dr. Phil. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? We'll start with you, Mr. Lucas.
I study a lot of film, and a lot of my background is filmmaking, and they even made a part of the USC named the George Lucas Building because I donate so much money, so I should know this.
Donate so much what?
I should know this.
But what did you donate?
I donated $500 million
worth of
five.
What's that?
Money.
Now I heard a rumor that you donated sperm as well.
You gotta spread the force everywhere as much as you can.
Jesus Christ, man.
You know, when you don't have enough fans, you got to make them. that's how I got a lot of blockbuster films. I worked at a sperm bank and made sure that it was all Lucas sperm. So there's a reason to a lot of my success.
Great. So I think there was an answer in there somewhere. Which feature length animated movie was the first ever to be released?
That would probably be Snow White.
Who are you again?
The Seven Whores.
No. All right. Well, that's your answer. We'll come back to that.
Well, for a long time, I've traveled all over the world, visiting many cultures and having a lot to eat and a lot to drink.
Yeah, you've made a career out of that.
I feel like I'm playing a game called Guess Who I Am.
Wait, aren't you dead, by the way?
Well, yes, we brought, using my holographic technology, we brought back Anthony Bourdain.
Holy fucking shit.
He's not dead. He's immortalized now. And the only way to get to that state is dying. And
I am a Jedi, and a lot of people don't know that about me. But that's how I was able. The Force, may the Force be with you, was actually something that I used to say in the kitchen right before we eat. It's my version of cheers. Because when you get around the table and you hang out with the people that you love and that you care about in a community that you've grown together from the earth, you want to say, may the Force be with you.
Now, may the Force be with you is something that I've constantly said to myself before I go to bed and when I take a shower with my nanny. And I think that there's so many movies we love and cherish, okay? There's so many foods we love and cherish. And George, for you, there's so many Ewoks, okay, which are people too, and this is what people.
There's a lot of holiday specials we didn't release yet. The Ewoks are. Just
I'm excited for the Passover special.
Yeah, well, Disney now they own the rights. They're.
Now, is there a difference between Ewoks and midgets?
There's absolutely no difference. Midgets are less hairy, but I don't even know if we can use that term anymore. They prefer not to be called Ewoks. They prefer to be called little people.
Well, so look, I think we've all... Okay, Doctor, did you have an answer? Well, I think... Okay, so animated films, the first one I ever saw was Wally's World.
Hey, you're a doctor. Can you fix my teeth?
I don't think any doctor except for Pimple Popper that could probably fix what's happening.
I don't have much money. You know, if you just throw me into a bar with a bunch of mean people.
You know what? I'm going to pay it.
Broken in.
I'm going to pay it because I feel bad about tanking.
Jeff, that's
your
super generous.
Podcast, man. I'm sorry.
You did take my podcast. This is it. This is the moment I've been waiting
for. It's the least
fuck
you could
the
do.
Fuck the Oscars. Fuck everything.
And this is what
Jeff,
I love. I love seeing
I love
people
you.
Spiral out of control. Buscemi's going through what we're all going through, which is pandemic fever, okay? And there's moments in all of our lives we have to look in the mirror, take your dick out, grab the head of it, look yourself in the eyes and go, don't come, okay, until we'll be right back. And then you come back from commercial, in quotes, come back from commercial. Now, Steve, what were you saying about I think what Dr. Phil, I think, was trying to say was that there's been a lot of films that have been not nominated that have been animated. And Boy, say that 10 times fast. Not nominated, animated.
Not nominated.
Laminated.
I can't do it, man. I just tried. You heard me.
So Mr. Biden, have you seen any cartoons?
Here's the deal.
All right, let's go back to Mr. Obama.
Yeah. I let Joey watch cartoons every Saturday morning.
Electronic
I put him
cars.
On, and he loves SpongeBob.
Not remote control cars. I'm talking loves about cars.
We're not talking about remote. I'm talking about cartoons on the forward. Television.
No, not the not the Lincoln Logs
and
that I got
elect
you.
Elect me as governor of the United States.
No, you're already president.
I promise.
You're already president.
That I will be the best librarian you've ever seen.
No, we don't need a universal book. Lady.
I have to interject. Could I play Joe Biden in a movie? I mean, I would love to play Joe Biden. This guy just got so
Christopher
many
Waltz, you played Joe Biden?
I could get rid of my German accent and I could try it. You know, I could go in there and I could start saying nonsensical things and people would vote for me.
All right, the correct answer is Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I think, who got that? Did De Niro get that right?
I didn't even say anything. What the fuck's wrong with you? Fuck kind of show is this?
I think it was George Lucas.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I think it was Lucas. Lucas said something about the Ewoks.
I said Snow White and the Seven Whores.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Hi there. Ryan Reynolds here. Wanted to...
Now, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi. I'm also running the valet downstairs, and I have a 98 Elantra that's... blocking one of the cars, so I was just wondering if somebody...
I'm sincerely apologize. That's mine. That's my car.
Move it at your own convenience, because right now we've got to beat the traffic.
I thought it was a parking zone. It's a loading
zone. No. I'm such a fan, Sir Ian McKellen. Don't worry about it. If you could just give me the keys, okay. I can certainly move the car
myself.
All right.
I can give you a tip. Here's $100. Just
wow. I didn't think my day was going to start up again. $100
It's an old laundry.
That's unbelievable.
Value,
Mr. McKellen, don't you do the commercials for Hyundai?
That's right. Buy the new Hyundai because I fucking told you so.
Wow.
They never aired that commercial, by the way, but it's great that you know that, Turner. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to go Hyundai right fucking now.
I've got a deep respect and knowledge and catalog for unaired car commercials. I know Vince Vaughn used to do the, the Kia Sorento or the...
Well, I did Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, that's right. Jeff Bridges did.
But I also did Kia Sorento.
You did?
Yeah, I said, hey, what the fuck are you doing with your life, Kia Sorento? That was the whole commercial.
When you want to ride in a car that's not as bumpy as you'd want it to be, and you want to find peyote real easy, jump into the new Lincoln thing.
Yeah.
Fix that in ADR.
I did Uber. I was like, I should not be driving. That's how high I am. Uber. And it worked.
And Goldblum, you did Lyft. Am I correct?
That's right. If you want to lift your spirits, go to apartments.com. That, wasn't aired. But for whatever reason, they still paid me.
Now, is it true? I know that, Lewis Black, I know you did. You were doing the McDonald's ba-da-ba-ba. Because now it's the guy...
Oh, they all fucking ask me. They say, Lewis, you're such a nice guy. You do Pixar movies now. Why don't you do McDonald's? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you're real.
I prefer Burger King, Taco Bell, and Chipotle because when I eat, I like to shit right away.
Well, I think we've got time for one more question, and then it's on to our picks. What flavor of Pop-Tarts does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti in the movie Elf? And I would like to try to roll the dice and go back to President Joe Biden and see if he knows what kind of Pop-Tart Buddy the Elf uses in his spaghetti in the movie Elf.
Folks, here's the deal.
Okay, we're going to go back to Tom Hanks real quick.
Very important.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Well, hold on. I believe that Buddy. I think it's...
Now, hold on.
Boysenberry?
Quite frankly, folks... Here's the deal. It's not a joke. Now, I got to say, listen, come on, man. This is sincere.
Hey, nobody said
hyperbole.
It wasn't. No, well, yeah, everything
Folks,
you're saying, nobody
I'm
said
serious.
Yet.
Hear me out.
We are.
You know?
We're listening.
It's not hyperbole.
Nobody
not
said it was.
Joke.
Nobody said that.
Quite frankly, folks.
Nobody
come
said
on,
that.
Man, let me finish.
Here's well, hold deal. On. Nobody said that.
You're cutting
let
yourself
me tell you
off.
Something. Anyway, folks, hear me out.
We're listening.
Serious.
I feel like I'm being TiVo'd through this speech where I keep picking it up halfway through.
Pop-Tarts, and here's the deal. Hyperbole.
No, those are
real things.
Those are real things. People buy them and eat them.
They're delicious.
What flavor was fucking eaten in spaghetti by Will Ferrell's character in the movie Elf?
I like cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
That's not a fucking flavor, believe. Mr. President.
It's, well, cinnamon brown sugar, I believe, is a flavor.
Oh, is it really?
Well, I did the commercials for 10 years.
Oh, you did? Hanks did the Pop-Tart commercials.
Absolutely. I played Paulie the Pop-Tart.
What was the
dude,
catch?
I went up for that role.
I saw you at the callback.
I kept getting Pop-Tarts in between my teeth, and they're like, fuck, this guy's perfect.
Well, you're a can. We were playing Paulie the Pop-Tart, and it was like, hey, kids, put me in your mouth.
Oh, that's
first
right.
Thing in the morning.
I put myself in my own mouth. It was crazy. It was when I used
you're like
to
a
be
cannibal.
Really fat.
And who was the voice of the drizzly, the icing? Like, Nicolas Cage, I think, did the strawberry icing, didn't he? So look,
oh, man, I would eat that ice thing up right away, man.
So look, the best animated
that Cage Rage too, man. These guys fucking method acting, dude.
So look, best animated feature is the last category I want to just discuss real quick. We got Onward, Over the Moon, Shaun the Sheep Movie, Soul, and Wolfwalkers. Do you guys have any picks here? I myself am putting $50,000 on Onward. I fucking love that movie. It was about the dad and the Chris Pratt played like a dad who like was missing an arm or something. His dad was like a silhouette.
I believe he was the first. Only the top half of his body was missing.
Cage. Yeah, you.
I wrote the script.
Oh, that's, you know, I thought I read that somewhere. You've been writing a lot more animated films.
Yes. I said. Onward.
Mr. President.
Onward. Christian soldiers. Yeah, you know, they put me in every one of those movies, and then they said, we don't need a voice of God narrating every fucking thing.
Mr. Freeman, do you
they
know what...
They still paid me, but...
Mr. Freeman, do you know what a Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon, is about?
I think I do. It's about the struggles of the black people and, you know, black sheep. They struggle, too. And it's a representation, a metaphor, if you will, about the struggles between white men and black men, white sheep and black sheep. And the Farmageddon that happens is Armageddon, but it's at a farm, so it's funny.
Now, I'm sure that Farmageddon can hold no candle to George Lucas's Lucas Film Farm, which is just one giant CGI...
it's kind of like, it's a place that kids can come learn about film by just watching, THX... that opening wah, you know, that little the wah, that sound, the THX logo that opens.
Yeah.
We put that on loop and just, absorbing that osmosis almost like, the kids, they learn filmmaking.
Yeah, it's fucking riveting stuff. Adam Driver, before we close this out, I know that there's a couple movies that you have your eyes set on as far as being the big winners of the night. There's sometimes people just do a clean sweep. I know there was that Japanese film that did it. Avatar did it, right? Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade should have done it. Is there any film or performance that sticks out to you, Adam Driver, that you go, boy, I hope they have a special night?
I would say Judas and the Black Messiah.
Mr. President, is there a film that you're looking forward to seeing holding up that big silver dildo?
Here's the deal. I believe our country's in a lot of turmoil. Dildos are the answer.
Oh, God.
People don't want to admit that, but they are.
If
we stick one up there,
it's debatable.
We're going to leave one up there. We're not going to pull it out. We're going to leave it in there.
Joe, if I may, you're doing great, pal. But we got to wrap this up if we want to get to Denny's, get that early bird special.
Ooh, Denny's. I love Denny's. I'll tell you why. You can order everything on the kids' menu. It'll fill you up as much as you eat on the adult menu. But you pay half the price. They don't know that.
What do you get on the kids' menu that's so delectable?
I get pancakes. Always pancakes.
He gets them with a smiley. He loves a smiley.
They put a little...
A little syrup smile for you?
Than waking up and see a beautiful smile. If the waitress isn't smiling, the pancakes are. And that's the difference that Denny's does that nobody else will.
$5.99, are you out of your mind?
Any more, and it's a chore, and I believe it.
Well, look, I think we covered a lot. I don't know what movies we covered, who's going to win.
I think that the
Mr. The, Reynolds.
I think, if I may, the audience is the big winner this year. That America is the big winner this year.
I couldn't agree more. Movies are back. Movies are back. And Morgan Freeman, you've always said what about movies?
Movies are a waste of fucking time. Go read a book, you motherfucker. I mean, hey, look at the intelligence levels of all our children now. They're suffering. They're on par with penguins.
Well, let's see if we can close this out a little stronger. Vince Vaughn, I know you're a big fan of movies as you are. As
if I can ask everybody to take a knee right now.
Sure.
I'm going to have a conversation with everybody in this room right
Lower
now.
Lower your heads. Raise a glass.
Okay. Now, right now.
My knees are real bad. Is it okay if I stand?
Yeah, Ray, you can do whatever you want, Ray.
You're at your own house. You do what you want.
Do you have a hammock?
I'll lie on the floor. My therapist said I shouldn't move, so I'm going to stay here.
Well, you selling the movie rights to that story?
Can I get an Can I get an audition? I'm going to say right now that we've come together a lot in this podcast in particular.
Sure.
But as a country and as an energy and as a people since the beginning of time.
I feel it.
And I think that if we can just pull our hands together, and I want everybody to put their hand in right now and just touch each other right now. Let's keep the Fuck 6 feet apart. Let's just touch each other right now. Let's
Morgan Freeman's hands really sweaty, guys.
Charlie, put something in that's above the waist.
Yeah. Hey, keep the pants on, Charlie. Chucky boy.
Can we call you Chuck?
Yeah, okay.
Chuckster?
Call me Chuck because I like to fuck. Fuck yeah.
I want everybody.
Vince, break it down for us.
I want everybody to just think of their mothers and their fathers. And where they came from, and where we all came from as
a
people.
My mother, very attractive, gave birth to me. I remember coming out of that canal, looking back, going, ooh, too bad you're taken, you know? Wow. Oedipus wasn't wrong.
Vince, what were you saying?
I was saying... Everyone put your fucking hand in on three. I want you to yell, Kia Sorento. 1, 2, 3. Kia Sorento.
Kia Sorento.
Kia Sorento.
Kia Sorento.
Nobody else fucking did it.
No, I did.
Just three of us did it.
No, I did it too.
We were trying to say it at the same time. That's the thing. It's like everyone had to speak at a different time.
I couldn't say it because I have a Hyundai Sonata. I have a different contract, man.
Well, and I don't even drive. I take a hot air balloon to most places. But that's just because, you know, when you get to a certain tax bracket, you can afford bigger and better things. And I don't, you know, flying is better than driving. But, you know, I've always said that.
Fly, you fools.
Well, I did an Iron Man 1 and 2. We didn't do a third one. What's that?
Fly, you fools, with American Airlines.
Are you the voice of American Airlines?
I was the voice.
Wait, miss. wait. Mr. President, weren't you the voice of Delta Airlines?
Of Spirit Airlines.
Oh, no, Mr. Obama, I know you were of Spirit.
I was definitely American.
You
fly across our great United States. Make sure that you spread democracy.
I think he was the voice of NyQuil.
Well, you know, the voice of NyQuil, we all know who that was. That was, that was Christian Bale.
Get better and go to sleep, you cunt!
I missed that fucking audition, too. It was my... Go to sleep, you fucking assholes. But they give it to Bale, because he actually sounds fucking angry. I sound silly angry, being the fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but you've had a good career, Lewis Black. You know, you've been one of those guys that sticks around, that hangs around, that keeps getting his foot in the door. Sometimes it gets stuck.
I get my foot in the door, then they fucking stomp on it because they're all fucking assholes.
We didn't get to ask Steve Martin any questions, and I know, Mr. Martin, you actually are one of the first Oscar hosts.
It's okay. I've just been here tuning my banjo.
But you actually hosted the Oscars almost more than anybody has ever. You did it a lot.
I host the Oscar.
All right. You know what? We're all starting to run out of steam. But I do want to thank all my guests, Matthew McConaughey, Anthony Hopkins, Steve Buscemi, Goldblum, De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Ian McKellen, Steve Martin, Ray Romano. We didn't get to hear from Colin Firth, but, you know, I think...
Colin Firth is he's indisposed at this moment because he sounds a little too much like me, Anthony Hopkins, and I didn't want any confusion on the air.
Well, we only want one Brit per podcast, and that's actually what was Jeff Bridges' biggest complaint about Susan Boyle's podcast.
I panned it. Not a fan, man. Not a fan, man.
Big thanks to Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds and Adam Driver, Bourdain. Thanks for coming back. George Lucas, thanks for bringing back Anthony Bourdain. That was a special treat.
You know, anytime you guys need anything, the only thing I can't do is speed up our president. So that's the next thing I'm working on.
Well, great. It's always it's great to have projects. I know Alex Jones. I know you're working on quite a few things right now.
I'm always working on a couple things right now. Part of it is developing a Joe Rogan and I. Joe Rogan and I are developing something on the moon out there.
Yeah, I heard you're trying to get Nicolas Cage to be the house MC at Joe Rogan's comedy club. Nick, is that right? I didn't even know you were doing stand-up.
It's absolutely true. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Me, but I'm gone. Oh, in 60 seconds.
See, that's funny. I'd pay for that. I'd pay top dollar for that. Mr. President, when you can get back fully vaxxed and waxed outside in the public, would you go see Nicolas Cage do stand-up with me? My treat.
Here's the deal.
God damn it.
Our country has a lot of other priorities.
Like what?
The biggest priority is making sure that they watch the Academy Awards.
There it is.
Not just with open eyes, but open ears and minds and hearts. And if Ma Rainey's Big Black Bottom doesn't win...
I don't think that was the title, Joe.
Ma Rainey's Big Black Bottom?
Nope, still not it.
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
I got it on Epics. It was a great film. Ma Rainey's Big Black Bottom.
I think you're talking about the one that you downloaded thing at the hotel.
Yeah, you might be talking about
Chadwick Boseman. He had a big old...
No, that was on X-Hamster.
Here's the deal. I believe that Epics holds some of the greatest films.
You're not wrong about that.
I believe that we're silent investors, Joe.
Here's the deal.
Mr. President,
Russia's not going back to the International Space Station. I'll tell you why. They don't believe in democracy. Navalny is dying right now.
Who?
He's dying in prison. Navalny, the Russian guy was not Putin. Dying. We gotta make sure our country watches the Academy Awards.
You're Don
Tootin. Not just because of the shiny thing that they give, but because it's all what America's about. Go Tigers.
Go Bayside Tigers. Shout out to AC Slater, Mario Lopez. I'll see you in hell.
And Gally Kapowski.
So, look, this was a blast. Congrats to all the nominees. And I know we'll be watching. And shout out to everybody who's got a chance to win a golden statue. Because when it all is said and done, that's what you'll remember most about your life. Guys, thanks for being here. Best of luck. And we'll see you in hell. Good night, everybody. Do we have outro music or something?
I have two.
Outro music?
Academy Awards.
Joe, you want to take us out with some smooth jazz? Joe?
This is about as smooth as a show can get. Look at Joe. Working hard now. He's like, fuck, this show is supposed to be over. I'm going to go back to sleep. Now he's calling on me to play some music. Oh, I'll play it now. Mm-hmm. You heard it for a second, but Morgan Freeman's talking, so I'm going to let him keep talking instead of letting me play the jazz music. This asshole's taking over.
Thanks,
Morgan. There was a gap. You could have played some music, but you didn't. There we go. Now we can smoothly end the show.
There it is. Morgan, you want to just give us a real nice phone sex operator closing here? Pretend I'm a sweet, sweet, horny 30-year-old woman calling to get some pleasure.
You're all alone, aren't you? You're by yourself in that apartment that you can barely afford. You got no food in that fridge. 12 kids that you're supporting. And 3 jobs that you can work on, but you'll never get to. Because you're stuck. The cockroach traps have glued you to the floor, and you're not moving. But I'm moving closer to you. My big, hard, sweaty body dripping over you because you have no AC. Damn, this apartment is absolute shit. But with my money and your body, maybe we can change that. Just let's not involve any of your kids. Mm-hmm. I come closer. But you smell funky because you can't afford to take a shower. I'm leaving, but I'm taking the check that your boss just sent to you to pay for your rent. In fact, it would have saved you and your life. But I'm an asshole, and I need some money, too. See you later, alligator.
That was amazing. All right. That's good.
Dude, that was awesome.
That was a blast.